Well, they'd have some kind of a zinc dipper, but it would have, it would be glazed on it.
I see.
If you ever dropped it, it would knock out. If you ever saw these old glazed dish pans or what?
Oh, like it, what do you mean? It would crack if it hit?
Yeah, they're granite. They sort of have granite. You drop one of them, all that old stuff will pop off of it.
Oh, I didn't know it'd pop off.
And make it make it finally come a hole in there. It would be, but it'd make it, and then they glaze over with this just some kind of animal or stuff. And but anyway, they'd have it. They made dippers and have that. Would it be slick and where they could wash them better and everything? And part of them would be aluminum dippers, but they'd always turn. They turn brown.
What about tin?
Well, it was mostly they mostly used that as it was. Probably most of it was tin, sort of a tin dipper. And this granite part, it'd be tin on the inside, and then they'd put this some kind of solution that they'd melt, I guess, and paint it on there or put it on there somewhere, and it would harden. And they might cook it on there. I don't know, you know. Now, we went to a still down here and close to Louisiana where they cook these little flower pots. And they cook them and put that glaze on and they cook them and we had some of them, but Aline finally up to let them freeze and bust in wintertime. But anyway, they'd cook them. They'd go through that big vat and it'd go in a circle. It'd take about 2 hours for it to make one round, and it would cook while it was going around. And when it come out, well, it didn't have that cooked on it. Because that was one of the old timey steel of clay steel, you know, where you make clay stuff. But I've seen them make at these here, up here at Silver Dollar City. I've seen them make those clay pots up there, you know, with their hands.
Oh.
Have you ever seen them? If you ever up there, you be sure to watch them.
I keep thinking I'll go up there sometime.
See, they'll get that clay started somewhere or another, and they'll get it made, and they'll keep it around, and they'll finally get it hollowed out.
Uh-huh.
And they'll shake it around like that, and they'll finally make a flower pot out of it. And Aline, she stood and watched one fellow up there blow glass.
Oh.
They blow glass up there and...
They did?
And it's just... She got some little old dogs over there that she got up there that blow the glass, you know, blow glass and make those dogs, little dogs.
Oh, yeah, some of those little dogs.
Yeah, that's what a lot of them made out of glass, and they glow. Oh. They blow glass. And up there at Mountain View, they have a place that they make them up there, too. And I thought about your stand to lift. Did you ever see them make lye soap?
No.
You didn't say anything about no soap just then. Uh-huh. Mother used to make lye soap. And they made it out of cracklings.
Oh, they did?
Out of cracklings. They'd render up the hog and get all the tallow, all the grease, the lard out, and they'd have the cracklings left, and that would be the... Well, our bacon looks a whole lot like cracklings whenever we fry it. You know, we fry it and it's crisp. Well, now, when you cook all the grease out of this meat, this fat meat, but it sort of gets down to a crackling, and it's mostly sort of makes you think of a bacon crisp, you know. But mother's save it, and then she'd get lye and stuff and put in with it, and she'd make soap out of it.
Oh,
and they'd make soap up at Silver Dollar City, too.
Oh,
you be sure to watch them make soap if you ever go up there. The old lady there, and she got her bonnet on and everything.
Was it just like your mama used to do?
Yeah, she makes soap. She's not as elder lady as you might think she is, but she's dressed that way. She had a real long dress on, and she had a bonnet on, bonnet over top of front of her face, knowing that all regular old bonnet, you know, old timey bonnet. And she had on a dress or some kind of old. Anyway, she looks like she's probably 20 years older than she really is. But she'll boil that and make that soap out of lye and stuff right there, and then she'll pour it out, let it get cool, and then they'll cut it. Huh? Yeah, mother used to use, they didn't have no lye, you know, and somewhere or another they put the ashes into a trough that was made like that. And when it rained, somewhere or another that the acid out of them ashes would go down on the bottom and she could get them and use it for lye instead of having to buy lye. You couldn't buy lye, in other words, you had to